one. We're adjusting our set to make sure you can see my beautiful Help Meet Warriors. Hey! We just finished Boot Camp Global in Atlanta, Georgia. We had an amazing 3 days. We walked the mountain today. We had 2 days of training. The Help Meet Army had a full experience. Not a boot camp. We had an experience with the Lord. What do y'all think?
Yes!
It was amazing. It was awesome. And we are so full. But we didn't want to miss tips and sips. But we're excited. So I have too many to name. So hey, everybody. Say hey to everybody.
Hey!
Members of the Help Me Army that are still here. Where most of us will be leaving in the morning. We've had some that are already left, and we're still kind of basking in all that God has done. But we wanted to say hi to everyone. Some of you were with us, but we wanted to say, give a tip today. So the tip today is basically coming because guess what is officially out and available? Volume 2 for the Help Meet Prayers for Her King. If you do not have Volume 1, what? You need Volume 1. Amen. But now you need Volume 2. So get both, get both, get both. Warfare prayers to cover your husband. So many people write me and they're like, well, how did you pray? Get the books.
All right.
That's all I can tell you. Tuesday morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, get the books and you've got warfare prayers because some of you are in a war. And now I lay me down to sleep, it's just not gonna cut it. Amen. All right. So today, actually, from the book, the concept of warrior prayers, since these ladies are trained warriors, Help Meet Warriors from the Help Meet Army, they are used to having warfare prayers, used to writing their own warfare prayers. Decreeing and declaring is what we're teaching so that we do it as a lifestyle. I've got some warriors here who are used to doing warfare prayers. I won't make them pray for you because that'll take till tomorrow. But I am going to ask them to share. And when I prayed and asked, you know, what's the tip for today? Because I don't have my book. I want to know what should we do the tip about. God said, a lot of people don't realize that praying warfare prayers for your king actually help you. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't always make a lot of sense when you're not used to it as a lifestyle. But praying warfare prayers for your king, literally praying warfare prayers out of your mouth, actually can assist you. So I'm going to ask Special Ops Keela to kind of share. I'm going to ask, who else am I asking? Oh, Lord. Valerie. I'm just going to do a Valerie. Valerie's going to share. I can do that. I can message you. I'm going to ask Valerie to share, and then I'm going to ask Deputy SWAT Mary to share also. All right. So you can hear from them instead of me today.
So praying for your king, the visual that was given for me was the altar and Isaac. So when you come and you're laying your Isaac on the altar, you have to be in a position to be able to cover Isaac. So the warfare prayer covers him. But when you cover something, you're leaving it. So you look at being out on a battlefield. You don't look at what's on the altar. You have to go ahead. And so your warfare prayers are a target. And everything that you throw out there, you're making sure you hit. And you have to have precision. So in doing that, there's a confidence that comes that, and don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with, you know, thank you and exalting the Lord, but there's a difference when you're going back to go and get something that's been taken and stolen from you. You can't go in and play patty cake and say, can I have that please? You demand it. You know, so you go back and you demand what's yours and you take it, but you have to make sure that you're prepared. You can't go in there playing. You have to be prepared for battle. So you go in there with authority. You know, you may not go in with lipstick. So when you come out of warfare prayer, you might look a little different. You know, so it's not a cute thing and it's not prim and proper. It's a mindset. And I'm going back to get what belongs to me. So for me and covering my king, my thing is, if the head's not in order, the house is not in order. And I refuse to let anything that don't pay bills
come on
disrupt my home.
Wait, there was a couple sips in right. there. If that demon is not paying bills, they can't stay. That's a sip.
That's a sip right there.
That's a sip. Ooh, and you might not have lipstick, but it's going to be all right. That's
right.
A sip. There was another sip in there I missed. It was a couple sips worth. I mean, oh, today, you know, for the folks that get on and don't know what you know, like, what are they doing? We are having Martinelli Sparkling Cider. And because there's so many of us, we're also having Welch's Red Grape. Welch's Red Grape. We're sharing those. And I'm almost out of my sips. So go ahead.
Anybody else needs
to? Hi, everybody. For me, it was a struggle at first because I didn't actually understand why it was helpful and how it was helpful to me until I got into His Life Depends on It. And I started using the tools that Ma gave. And as I was praying for my king and I was going to war with fervency and passion and everything that the Lord has given me, things were breaking off of me because what I understood finally is my king and I, we are one.
Yes.
And so when I pray for him, I'm praying for me.
Come on.
Today, I took his sneakers and I came with them. And when I was taking them, I took them because I said, he's always using my stuff. I'm gonna take his stuff. And that was it. When I was putting them on, God said, you didn't take it by chance. You're wearing his shoes because as you are one, you are going to walk on that mountain and your king is going to be there with you.
Yes.
And you are going to declare and decree and you're going to use your sword, which is the word of God, and you are going to cast out the generational curses. You are going to break down anything that is stopping your king from having a relationship with me, because the moment he is in line with God,
come on,
everything is in line.
Yeah.
When your king is in line, you are in line. When you are in line, the king is in line.
Sip.
Sip. Oh, goodness. That's a good tip right there. That's a good tip to remember. Because you are warring and in your helpmeet role, but you're still one. But you're still one. We're talking about how do you understand that the warfare prayers you're praying for your king? Because often where people are struggling, like, what about me? What about what's going on with me? Definitely in my situation, I started doing the warfare prayers out of obedience. And then all of a sudden, things just started falling off of me. Mm-hmm. For my tip, you can't declare the word of the Lord out of your mouth and stay the same.
Mm-hmm.
Sip on that.
Big
Jesus.
And if you're praying a warfare prayer without scripture, it's not a warfare prayer.
No.
All right. That's a whole sip.
All right.
So scripture coming out of your mouth, that means you hear. Faith comes by hearing. So when you're hearing a lot of scripture come out of your mouth, it changes your heart, it changes you, and it can heal you. Deputy SWAT Mary.
I'm going to have to stay.
Answer.
But for me, and I was just sharing this earlier, you know, because we're studying the Word of God and we're using the Word of God in warrior mode, because it is the sword of the Spirit, and we learned this with what the sword cuts, and so we're cutting off things, we're cutting off whatever is hindering us, whatever is hindering our king, whatever is hindering our legacy. And I was sharing that. Now, I can't help but to, when I go into scripture, to automatically come up with a declaration for a warfare prayer, because it's in me now. It's embedded in me. And so it's just an automatic thing. So when you're studying the scriptures and you're learning the word of God, and because we've learned how to make those declarations as you go through and you're studying to show yourself approved, and you're learning scripture, and you're breaking down that word, and that word is hidden in your heart that you will not sin against him, you take that. I will not sin against him. Why? Because the word is hidden in my heart. It's automatic. And so you decree and declare, my king My king will not sin. Why? Because the word is hidden in his heart. It automatically comes out. Every scripture, every word, it just bubbles forth. So take those scriptures and use them for what they're for. They're just not sitting there on the pages. Those are the breath of God. That's his life. That's what he died for, to give us so that we can have everything. He already did it. So stand on the word, stand on his promises. His promises are yes and amen. So whatever he's promised you, use that sword and cut the devil up. Sword of the spirit, because that's
cut. So the sword of the spirit concerning, and when you think of the armor of God, the sword of the spirit represents the word. So if you're constantly saying the word, you're constantly cutting. If you're cutting off your king, you're cutting off you. If you're speaking the word, you're growing, you're hearing it in your ear, you're making sure that you have more and more faith. So declarations and warfare prayers actually help you, but make sure you're saying them out loud. Yes. A lot of people are used to reading prayers, especially when they're coming out of books. It's fine to get books of prayer. Most of us have prayer books. I'm sharing with you our prayer book, but prayer books are not praying books until you open your mouth and say them out loud. And one thing about having books with scripture is if you continuously say them out loud, then when you're away from the book, you can actually memorize those scriptures and then say them when you're not reading. So it will become something that you hide in your heart because you've said it out loud. Well, thank you all so much. Now, did somebody get a tip while we were thinking? While you heard the others? Anybody else?
A lifestyle.
Make it a lifestyle. Sip on that. When you make it a lifestyle, of course, it changes you. So warfare prayers for your king will actually change you. And we want to encourage you to not only get the volume 1 and volume 2, but learn how to decree, learn how to declare, learn how to pull down strongholds, how to use scripture and make them your life and cut the devil up. Cut the devil up. So we had Welch's Red Grape and Martinelli's Apple Cider. We're enjoying our sips and tips and wrapping up our global boot camp. If you are interested in getting information on the Help Me Army mentoring program, that information is on our website, GeraldandYvette.com. Go to coaching and mentoring, scroll all the way to the bottom, and you'll have information on the mentoring program. And you'll be able to go to the store and get your books, either volume 1 or volume 2 or both. So good night from Atlanta, Georgia, the home of the global boot camp from the Help Me Army. Make sure you're cutting the devil up.